Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, 8:05 a.m. here on a Tuesday morning. We did just finish with the Top 5 Tuesday. My name is Mike. She's Allie. That's Bo and Dylan back there with a loaner car because he is getting it hooked up. So shout out to him. I also love Jeep Wranglers. I would rock that thing that you're driving right now. So I know that you feel solid riding around that thing, man.
Yeah, felt good yesterday. I was like, I can vibe with this for my little bit of time.
Maybe but take the doors off later. I don't know.
If you ever want to go for a ride, Mike, just let me know. I'll take you for a ride.
appreciate that. We're going to do the wake-up call here in just 1 second. 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on Good, Bad, and the Ugly, which we put out earlier in our 7 o'clock segment, you can find that, obviously, probably on our Twitter page, Allie. But you can also find it where you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app as well. Bo just finished his Top 5 Tuesday. It was Top 5 Worst Halloween Candies. There's one thing that I thought you were going to go with, and you didn't. And I have an issue with this one candy. I don't mind that you didn't go with it, but when you led with, if it's not chocolate, it's probably bad, I was like, dude, he's about to come over the top, and at some point in this five is going to be Twizzlers.
No, I'm a big Twizzler guy.
I'm not big on Twizzlers at Halloween, dude. Licorice, but just period. Like, I'm like, all right, I can hold off on the licorice.
Here's the thing. I like the red Twizzlers. I'm not a fan of the licorice ones that are like just straight up like that they're the black colored. I don't like those. I like
the ones you have to actually unwrap.
Well, I like Twizzlers, like the red ones. I think those are phenomenal. I used to go to the movie theater and eat those. Mm. I'm a big Twizzler guy. Mm. But I don't like the licorice ones. I'm not so much into those. But I'm fine
aren't
with those.
Aren't Twizzlers licorice?
Am I
missing something?
But they're flavored. Like the red ones are strawberry flavored.
Okay, what isn't all licorice flavored?
Yeah, I don't know what the black flavor is, though. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see where you're going with that. No, I thought for sure you were going to come over the top with Twizzlers. I don't really like Twizzlers at Halloween. I'll eat Twizzlers like you at the movie theater, but you put it in my Halloween basket, I'm like, dude, I'm probably getting to that last.
I tend to only see the red ones these days. Like, I don't ever see the actual...
The ones you have to unbraid?
Those are good.
Pull and peel ones.
Yeah, but like I said, I'll eat those otherwise, but I'm not at Halloween. I'm like, bro, I'm going for the tiny Snickers, whatever else, the Milky Way. I'm solid on that. M&M's.
I do think you missed one because I don't know who's keeping the circus peanuts in business. You know,
what's
the orange
peanut?
Puffy. They're like Peeps, but they're peanuts.
Yeah.
Who's keeping those around?
Yeah. Can I tell you, like, random. I don't ever recall seeing those in my Halloween, like, when I would get done, like your bucket or whatever you use.
Yeah.
Like because I know what you're talking about, but I never really saw those. These are ones that I would get when I would go home and I would sort through my candy. Whatever, there was a pile that I ate and there was a pile that I hid really from anybody. And then there was a pile that I was like, everybody can have this crap.
If you didn't like Smarties, did you like Nerds?
I mean, I'm hit or miss with Nerds.
Sweet
I'm okay
tarts?
With them.
Where are you at on Sweet Tarts?
I don't like Sweet Tarts.
We need to know about all the Nerdy stuff.
Allie, your first Halloween in your new house, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Are you excited about it?
We have our Halloween candy. We do have Tootsie Pops.
I was going to say. So that was my next thought. It's like, I've talked to Grant multiple times. Y'all, he shops at Aldi. Like, what do y'all shop? Like, what's the candy selection like at Aldi?
He got a mixture of stuff. Okay, cool. I don't.
He's always bringing in some random like snacks for us to try out. And,
I know.
It's always solid stuff.
I know. If you want to gain a few pounds, live with the Macaulays.
What was it? What, Dylan? What was the other? There's like a sugary
cotton candy trail mix. And then the time before that, he did
had like little chunks of Pop Tart in there. It was solid.
And he did another type of trail mix the time before that.
I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
I can't remember. But I have a question. Has anybody ever truly found out how many licks it takes to get to the center of the tooth?
It's three. The owl told us.
Yeah, that owl takes all my teeth. That owl is full of crap because he licks it three times and then takes a chunk out of it.
My children still don't understand the concept of a Tootsie Pop, dude. They really don't. They're like, what am I supposed to do with it? They never make it to the center. I'm like, they're just like, Daddy, take this. I'm like, okay, well.
Blow Pops clear Tootsie Pops, by the way.
So the Twizzlers that are strawberry are just Twizzler Twist strawberry flavored candy. But the Twizzlers that are black it's just black licorice candy. I don't even think they're licorice flavored. I don't even know what that flavor would be, I like the strawberry.
I got a quick answer for you on that before we go to wake up call. So black licorice is usually flavored with anise extract, A-N-I-S-E. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but there you go.
Have
you ever seen that movie with Jason Bateman called Extract? It's kind of a comedy. It's pretty funny. All right, go ahead.
I just would love to be inside that man's brain for one day and figure out where he comes up with this stuff.
Well, Mila Kunis is in it, too.
Extract? It's good.
Mila Kunis is in it.
Man.
The guy from Silicon Valley, Timothy Miller or whatever his name is.
Neither here nor there.
So it's Ben Affleck.
It is funny. You turn to hit the exit ramp sometimes when I'm still full speed at 75. All right, let's go to the wake-up calls, Dylon. A lot of topics we have definitely cleared today. Let's go over and talk to our buddy John over in Ellenwood. John, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Couple things. Before I jump into this horrible candy, yesterday Bo was talking about the Giants and the Broncos game, and he said it was 32-0 at one time. It was never 32-0. It got 19-0, then 19-8, then 26-8.
Okay.
And then Denver came back and took a 30-26 lead. Then the Giants missed the extra point, and then Denver won 33-32.
Appreciate you clearing that up for us.
Somebody threw my kid's a basket last year, Red Hots. And then these little funny looking rectangular thing called Mary Jane.
What? Are there really things like that?
Yeah, Mary Jane candy. To me, has nothing to I mean, the only Mary Jane I like is those shoes. But they put Mary Jane name on this candy. And I guess it's supposed to taste like peanut brittle, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, man.
Yeah, those Mary Janes, they look like the little bit of honey candies. It's really old-fashioned looking candy.
I got to be real
is.
With you, man. If somebody put something in my kid's basket called Mary Jane, I don't think I'm letting my kid eat it.
You're taking it first?
Well, yeah, I mean, have a party later, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I'd have to, like, I don't know. It just sounds weird. Anyway, I guess we'll talk about that at a different time. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Todd in Atlanta. Todd, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Hey, man.
How y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Bo, how's Pork Chop?
She's phenomenal, Todd. Thanks for asking.
Hey, I missed the good, bad, and the ugly, but for me, the good was the kickoff return.
Okay.
The bad was Zach Robinson.
All right.
And the ugly was 10 men on the field on defense.
Ooh.
And I couldn't agree with you more on candy corn, the worst possible candy ever. My 12-year-old, I come home yesterday from work, and my 12-year-old's on the Xbox with Kirkland Signature peanut butter pretzels and a bag of candy corn. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Okay. Well,
so anyway, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I don't know, the first one I'm good with, though, right? The pretzels for the Kirkland brand pretzels?
We're
solid on that.
Those are good.
Yeah, the chocolate-covered almonds. I know that everybody likes to.
Those are good.
You know, and sometimes Dylan walks in with the brookies, the brownie cookies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so solid.
Brookies always hit, man.
Yeah,
love
brookies,
a good brookie.
Brookies always hit.
Hey, if someone's really upset about candy corn being in their Halloween bucket this year, feel free to give it to me. Like, you can just send it my way.
Will do.
Yeah, because I'll take the candy corn. I will eat that candy corn.
House. Yeah. Guarantee that's going to happen at my house. I'll deliver a whole bag of it to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our old buddy Chris from College Park. Chris, what's up, man? Welcome back in.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Living the dream, baby.
Fearless leader.
Sir.
All-American.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Ali Mac.
Yeah!
I had to clear my throat, and I'm going to get to it. I'm on some bad and ugly, and I want to interest you in a number, 17, well, two numbers, 17 and 31. Which is what Raheem Morris was in his first stint at Tampa Bay. Okay. And guys, I'm beginning to wonder if that's who he is. We fired a DC last season. We fired a wide receiver coach this season. And I'm tired of our Falcons looking up and down. Now I know, you know, previous coaches that's been going on, but we're talking about Raheem. And I'm just wondering if he's just a really great defensive coordinator and the head coaching thing is out of his realm.
Yeah.
Because as Randy Mack says, and I'm going full Randy Mack, football is easy. Coaches make it hard. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Swiss Squad.
I'm glad he brought up these things. I'm gonna point this out really quick. And I think that this is why I haven't been so hard on Raheem Morris. He just said, hey, we fired our defense coordinator. Did that work out for us?
Think so.
I think that's worked out.
Yeah.
We fired our wide receiver coach. Did that work out? Did we go out and beat Buffalo?
Oh, you also went out and beat Washington.
That seems to have worked out for us. And I think that's the reason I'm not so hard on Raheem at this point in the season, where I veer more towards Zach Robinson. Zach Robinson's got to get it together, or guess what? He'll be in line right next to Jimmy Lake. And I think that's the reason why I'm not hard on Raheem right now. Raheem, dude, coaching in the NFL is hard. 99.9% of them get fired. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying Raheem is the answer and that Raheem is headed to a Super Bowl title. But he just talked about the 17 and 31 mark that that you had on, headed in here. Has anybody ever looked up Bill Belichick in Cleveland? It's hard to win some places, man. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick's first season in Cleveland, 6 and 10. Second season, 7 and 9. Third season, 7 and 9. He got to 11 and 5, and then he went back to 5 and 11 in his final season.
Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady.
Exactly. So I get it, man. Some of the Raheem Morris rhetoric, I understand. I think it's too easy to point to the head coach in these situations. Is he taking accountability? That's what I've seen.
Well,
is he making the right moves? That's what I've seen.
This fan base has become one that is blames everyone for past failures.
Careful, I'm part of this fan base.
Well, I am too. As it comes out, but I mean, the reality is this fan base blames everyone. Everybody right now is being blamed for crap that they didn't even do. I mean, I heard an interview on this radio station where Raheem Morris essentially got blamed for crap that happened 30, 40 years ago. It's not Raheem Morris's fault. The franchise has a losing tradition. He's trying, you know, but look, I mean, we can't crown him one week and then say that he's trash the next week. I mean, it's just not how it works.
Hey, if you have spirited thoughts about the Falcons, you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, that's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of Raheem, we're going to hear from him next. He spoke with the press yesterday, gave us a couple injury updates. We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.